one of the better things of your young kid, Jonah Bright, it seems to be his approach at the plate. You know, he rarely swings at bad pitches and he takes long at bats. Well, is that a big virtue in a player so young? Usually the veterans are the guys that have these long at bats.
Yeah, you know, for Jonah, I think he's shown that ability to work counts, to put baseballs in play throughout his development process in the minor leagues. You know, there's certain measurables now from the data side that show up, and one of the things that stands out about Jonah is his ability to barrel a fastball. That really has led him through AA and through AAA, and I think some of that success lies in his ability to hit a fastball.
See, Jed's back in the lineup. I know he got an at bat yesterday. Is he feeling better with the wrist?
Yeah, I think he's obviously good to go. You know, excited to have him back in the lineup, and you know, hope good things for him today and going forward.
Usually when a player has a hard workout for the first time, the next few days he's a little sore and something like that, but Piscotti seems to be very happy today. And that means that maybe when he goes on to the rehab, he will not need a lot of rehab over there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, as a veteran guy, you get a little bit more leeway in that process, you know, because he knows his body so well. We trust, you know, the fact that he's going to communicate with us how he's feeling on a daily basis. Again, he's got to run the bases tomorrow. If that all goes well, we'll look forward to seeing him in Vegas on Tuesday, either in a DH role or playing right field.
When a guy like Davidson has a kind of rough game like that, do you let it go? Do you talk to him? Do you have a coach talk to him? I mean, these are all big leaguers. They've been pros. They've been around forever. But at the same time, a guy like that need a boost of confidence.
I think teammates are the best option in terms of picking guys up. You know, we as a staff, obviously, you know, physical errors are going to happen in this game. And you know, you're going to go back and assess it. And at this level, the common saying for us is, you know, you don't want to have any rearview mirror. You know, you move forward. Today's a new day. Opportunity to make plays today. And, you know, in terms of that mindset, I think it helps guys at this level, you know, process and move forward.
Do you have confidence in him to not do that anymore, to move on?
Every player is going to have bad nights.
Okay.
And yes, you don't lose confidence based on one performance. You know, for guys that go out every single day, they're not gonna be perfect. And we understand that. You know, it's the opposite side that you get frustrated with when there's a lack of effort.
Is it kind of easy to flush a game like that away? Baseball's a daily game, as opposed to waiting around a few days and going to the field again.
Yeah, I think you know, that is probably assessed correctly in terms of just turning the page. You have to, because you got a big game in front of you. You know, Jonah Bride in Boston, obviously in the eighth inning, made his first oh-no moment. And when I went out to the mound of pitching change, I grabbed him and said, hey, the next ball's coming to you. That's how it works here. So you're going to make a play. And he did. The next ball came to him to his left. He threw it to second and got out of the inning. So.
We have guys like Bo, Andrus, and Jed, veteran presences, especially with young guys. What's it like kind of having them as a resource, but also kind of an extension of you?
Yeah, you know, they do a good job, obviously, in their leadership. They've been around this game a long time. I don't know collectively a few out of the years, and Jed's been around 14 years, and Galvis is very similar. And you know, you think that Steven has 14 years, and he probably does, but mm-hmm. It's all of eight, I think, right now, working on nine. So
feels like 14, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good to have veteran guys that you can, you know, lean on a little bit to send messages and touch teammates that need to be touched. So it's definitely a bonus.
What kind of reports you getting from Kevin Smith in his performance in AAA? Is he doing better in the swings and everything like that?
You know, I haven't really focused on the performance side for Kevin. You know, I think he had a really nice game his first game, 3 for 5, I think it was. And since then, I haven't really gotten any other reports in terms of performance.
You kind of a widespread thing, the defense, kind of committing errors on a daily basis.
Dang, John, that's kind of harsh.
Well, it's been happening.
Okay.
Right? There's a string of games. Okay. That's one. I'm just looking at the stat. Mm-hmm. The stat, right? Mm-hmm. But is there extra work cleaning it up? Or?
Well, they're out there right now. They're working on it. You know, obviously, if you look at our defense over the last few years, we were blessed to have three gold blood defenders, if you count Marcus in that mix. So, you know, obviously, it's not comparable. Those players are here, and we're, you know, utilizing guys in different roles and different positions, which can lead to, you know, some difficulties when you're working at first, you're working at second, you're working at third. But they're constantly working, which is key, you know. And we talk about just the incremental successes and incremental improvements, and that's our focus. You know, from that standpoint, we understand, you know, we need to play good defense and we need to play clean defense to win baseball games. So part of that frustration and lack of success may lie in that inability to make those plays of late.
Tell about the way Cole has pitched recently, and what are you looking to see from him today?
No, I think Cole's done a good job. You know, I think for Cole, his success lies with being able to get in on right-handed hitters, utilizing that changeup down below the zone. So he's a strike thrower, and you know, my hope for Cole today is to go out and get through this lineup a few times and give us a chance to win.
How about Pruitt's been pretty valuable. I think he's had one kind of clunker of late, but everything else is like scoreless, multiple innings.
I spoke about it post game in terms of just his performance for those three innings, keeping us within reach, you know, in a down game. You know, he's pitched really well for us, and throwing strikes, utilizing his pitch mix. You know, he's last night again, you know, going 50 pitches, pushing him. He has been a former starter, but you know, that helped our bullpen out a tremendous amount, and you need performances like that, and he's done that a few times. So.
Is he available today?
No, he would not be available today.
Thanks, Scott.